Welcome to the Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett, your radio connection to the Maranatha Baptist Church in Charleston, West Virginia, located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston, the Tuppers Creek exit of Interstate 77. I'm your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, and thank you for joining us for a special moment from God's Holy Word. We invite you to tune in for our weekly broadcast here at WCHS 580 on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Now, get your Bibles ready as Pastor Bartlett comes with our message. But first, enjoy an encouraging song by the Maranatha Baptist Church Choir entitled, The Cross Alone.
Journey from this Thank you, friends, for listening to the Maranatha Moment. We're all very grateful for the opportunity that the Lord has given us to connect with you in this way. In the weeks to come, we'll be sharing many interesting and challenging Bible topics. For today, I want to just establish this main message, if you will, the main message for our church, certainly, the main message for my ministry as a preacher, the main message of the Bible, that is the gospel, the good news of salvation. And the good news starts with some bad news. Bad news for everyone. The Bible tells us that everyone is a sinner. Yes, the Word of God is quite clear on this point. Everybody is a sinner. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Everyone's a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible reiterates in Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." It is this condition of being a sinner, separated from a holy God by our sin, that was the reason Jesus came to earth. Jesus came to earth because humanity was only of sinners, and Jesus came to remedy that tragic situation. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, for your sin and for my sin. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God commendeth his love toward us. That simply means God put it on display. He demonstrated his magnificent love for us by sending Jesus Christ, his Son, to earth to die on the cross for us. And because Jesus did that, because he died on the cross to pay the sin penalty for you and the sin penalty for me, the sin penalty for everyone, because Jesus did that, God then offers you forgiveness of your sin and the gift of eternal life with him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." What a powerful verse and what a powerful contrast is presented in that scripture verse of Romans 6:23. The beginning is "the wages of sin is death." We understand what wages means. We get what we have earned. We get what we are entitled to. We get what we deserve. And everyone's a sinner, and the wages of sin is death. So if everyone gets what they deserve, they get death. And the Bible's not talking singularly there about physical death, but it's also speaking of spiritual death. That is, eternally separated from God in a place designed for the punishment of sin. A terrible, awful, horrific place, fiery place called hell. The wages of sin is death, and everybody's a sinner, so everybody deserves this eternal death. Then the contrast comes in the second half of the verse. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, a gift is different than a wage. A gift is not what I've earned, not what I deserve. It's not what I'm entitled to. But a gift is what someone offers me because they decided to love me. And God, in his infinite mercy, decided to love us and offers us the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of our sin through Jesus Christ. He's the key. He's the key. Jesus made it abundantly clear that no one was ever going to have a right relationship with holy God outside of himself, Jesus Christ. He said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The only way you can have a right relationship with God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, our eternal destiny, the eternal destiny of every human being, is based only on our relationship with Jesus Christ. You may be a good person, you may go to church, you may have great compassion for others, but where you end up after this life is based solely on your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible explains it this way in 1 John 5:11-12, "And this is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Friend, do you have the Son of God in your life today? Has there been a moment when you've established a personal relationship to God through Jesus Christ? Have you received the gift of eternal life, the gift of forgiveness of sin? If you've not done that in your life, I can tell you the very good news is you can do that today. You can do it today. Right where you are, wherever you may be, you can receive the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation by receiving the Son of God, Jesus Christ, into your life. The Bible invites you to do that in Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Friend, those verses simply mean that if you'll believe God, when he says he'll save you, then when you ask him, he does. And you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ right now, right where you are. You can simply pray with a sincere mind, a sincere heart, and say, "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've disobeyed you. Lord, please forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and save me. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again on the third day. And as best I know how, I am placing my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please save my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Listen, if you've done that today, I want to invite you to do something very important, and that is tell somebody about it. Call a friend that you know is a Christian. Call a pastor. Call someone who you know loves the Lord and just tell them what you've done today. And then I want to encourage everyone to get out the door and go to church this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's the Lord's Day. There'll be lots more we'll share together in the weeks to come, but know the most important message, the message of the gospel. You can be saved. The Bible says these things were written that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Praise the Lord for salvation. Thanks again for spending this moment with us. I look forward to connecting with you in the weeks to come and next week right here. Till then, remember, Maranatha, the Lord is returning.
You've been listening to The Maranatha Moment with Pastor T. Kevin Bartlett, a radio ministry of the Maranatha Baptist Church, located at 1 Maranatha Acres, just north of Charleston, at the Tubbers Creek exit of Interstate 77. Come, join us for worship. Our Bible study groups for all ages meet at 9:30 a.m. The morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and our evening service is at 6:30 p.m. If you're unable to attend in person, our services can be seen online from our website live stream. That's at maranathawv.com. Maranatha is spelled maranathawv.com. If you'd like to speak to someone about our church or about the message today, please call us at 304-984-9514. Or visit us online at maranathawv.com. That number again is 304-984-9514. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, inviting you to join us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. right here for the Maranatha Moment.